Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You know the song, but not the story behind it. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, we look at the past and present of the dance form known as voguing. Plus, all week, we've been asking you to write a haiku about Wagner's epic series of operas known as The Ring. Today, we'll delve into the history of that popular form of poetry. But we'll start with this hit, Madonna's Vogue. Back in 1990, it had dancers around the world striking poses, but few of them had any idea of where the dance form came from. The director Jenny Livingston did. Her award-winning documentary film Paris is Burning came out the same year as Madonna's song, and it went deep into the underground clubs where the style was born. Jenny Livingston, welcome to Soundcheck.
Happy to be here.
So, voguing for dummies. Give us the lowdown. What is voguing?
Well, voguing's a dance. If you see Paris is Burning, Willie Ninja basically says it's about people battling it out on the dance floor. And I first met some guys in Washington Square Park. I was a photographer at the time. They were doing poses against a tree, three guys, and saying things like, Saks Fifth Avenue mannequins, Butch Queen in drags. I said, can I take your picture? And they said, yeah. They wanted their picture taken. I said, what's that? They said, it's voguing. I said, explain. They said, no, just come to a ball. So these voguing was done at drag balls in Harlem, in the Village, and on the piers, and in clubs.
Now, you mentioned this guy, Willie Ninja. He's in the film. And in this clip from Jenny Livingston's movie, Paris is Burning, he explains how he vogues. Now, you need to set up some of the terminology. Chopping? What is chopping?
Not so much chopping, but maybe shade or reading. Mm-hmm. Reading is like when people insult each other,
right,
but in a playful way. And shade, throwing shade, is like if I'm going to say something kind of nasty. Not directly nasty, but maybe slightly nasty. And voguing is like doing that, but with dance moves.
Okay. And so all this other stuff is ways of cutting down your competition.
Absolutely.
All right. From the film, Paris is Burning.
No touching. Neither one of you. If you touch, I'm chopping you. I'm telling you right now.
You could take the pantomime form of the vogue. This is what generally sometimes I do, is I make my hand into a form like a compact or a makeup kit. And I'm like beating my face with blush, shadows, or whatever to the music. Then usually I'll turn the compact around to face that person, meaning like almost like my hand is a mirror for them to get a look. Then I'll start doing their face, because what they have on their face right now needs a dramatic makeup job. So voguing is like a safe form of throwing shade.
Let's hear it for her,
the name was taken from the magazine Vogue, because some of the movements of the dance are also the same as the poses inside the magazine. The name is a statement in itself. I mean, you really wouldn't go to a ball to do the Mademoiselle. No way.
That's famed voguer Willie Ninja explaining, defining Vogue for us. And that's from Jenny Livingston's award-winning 1990 documentary film Paris is Burning. And chopping is, when he says, I'm going to chop you, that means...
It means if you do a move that's not permitted, i.e. touching the other dancer, I'm going to cut you out of the competition. You'll never have a chance at winning a trophy.
It all sounds pretty, pretty cutthroat. But in fact, there was a real communal. I mean, this was a lifeline, especially for gay minority kids at this time, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, gay and transgender, black and Latino folks, some white folks, but mostly not. Competed. And, it's a society in which you're not safe. You can't walk down the street. You might get beat up. You can come to the ballroom, win a trophy, get cheered for being who you are.
Mm-hmm. And then there were the houses, because sometimes you'd have these kids, their families would kick them out of their own house. And with no place to go, these were kind of like, what would you call them, social clubs? extended families?
Somewhere between an extended family and a street gang, and still going on. I mean, to this day, all over the country and even abroad.
Mm-hmm. Now, as I say, you revisit all of this in the film, or you visit it for the first time in the film Paris is Burning. We're revisiting it now. The film has just come out. It's got its first digital release, so folks can find it on iTunes, online. What were you trying to accomplish with this film? You know, was this a tale that grew in the telling from those still photos at Washington Square Park?
Absolutely. I mean, I think what I found is I did go seek out Willie Ninja because of what those guys in Washington Square Park said. They said, look for Willie. I did. We started hanging out. I started to meet people like Dorian Corey, like Pepper LaBeija. And what I found was not only were the balls an amazing sort of series of performances and, you know, a kind of performance culture and family culture in and of itself, but what the people had to say about identity, about how we form our gender identity, our racial identity, our class identity, was really profound. And the things that people had to say had to be heard.
Jenny Livingston is the filmmaker behind Paris is Burning. Also joining me here in the studio is the DJ, producer, songwriter, and remixer Johnny Dinell, whose songs have provided the soundtrack for Vogers for more than 20 years. And Johnny, we were talking about the houses. You're a longtime right. member of one of them, right?
I'm in Extravaganza.
The House of Extravaganza.
Right.
So this is kind of a back formation, just as Vogue came from the magazine. House of Extravaganza, House of whatever, is like from the fashion world, right? The House of Dior or whatever.
Right. Well, some of the houses do take their name from the fashion houses, but Extravaganza is an exception.
But just the idea of the house of fill-in-the-blank.
Right.
Yeah. Now, Extravaganza is – how long have you been involved with the scene, with that house in particular?
Well, I've been in Extravaganza since, I guess, 1988, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So around the time that Jenny first came on the scene with her film crew,
right.
you were already providing the music for this – I don't want to say dance, because it's more than a dance. It's like the elements of the mod, you know, the catwalk
right.
and all of that. What was the soundtrack? What was
the sound originally was disco. I mean, you know, that was the original sound. And now that's called old school or old way of voguing.
Mm-hmm.
Songs like Love is the Message, To Be Real, Cheryl Lynn, the old disco songs. Those were the songs that the kids were mostly voguing to at the pier.
Now, you mentioned Love is the Message. This was the band MFSB.
Right.
Was this kind of the unofficial anthem of the voguing
Definitely.
Community?
Definitely. Love is the Message was the song.
1973 song that was, you'll pardon the pun, in vogue back in the late 80s, early 90s. MFSB, Love is the Message. This was kind of the theme song for the voguing scene here in New York, the drag balls that Jenny Livingston documents in her 1990 film called Paris is Burning, and a lot of the spinning done by Johnny Dinell, who's also here with me in the studio. Ever do any voguing yourself, Johnny?
I do not vogue. my ganzas a lot of times they would make me vogue just so that they could roll on the floor laughing. And no, I am not a voguer.
So your job was to spin. Was it more than, by this point, you know, turntablism was developing into an art. Did you do that?
Well, you know, I don't want to, you know, it wasn't just me spinning. I mean, I only played a couple balls, to tell you the truth. I was more into making the music, making the records. To be a ball DJ, that is a lot of work. Mm-hmm. You know, balls go on forever and ever and ever, and it is a lot of work. And honestly, I hated it. And so I don't want to make myself into a ball DJ because I was not.
Was that world as competitive as the dancing end of it was?
No, honestly not. I mean, okay. The dancing was... Voguing was really the highlight of the ball.
So your job was, you know, when the MFSB song was played out, you had to come up with something else for these DJs to play for the dancers and for the dancers to vogue.
Right.
To.
And but you have to understand, I'm a club DJ, really. And the voguing took place and still takes place in clubs. I mean, there is the ball scene, but these kids are in clubs all the time. And that's where I would see them, and that's what I would be playing for the kids in the clubs more than the balls.
So your piece, Elements of Vogue, this is going back to the heyday. This is a 1989.
Well, this was
89.
It came out in, yes, 1989.
And it's from my guest, Johnny Dinell.
Obsession, a form of total self-expression with no regard to your profession. Elements of Vogue make a band your femme impression, striking poses in succession. Get ready for your first real session of Vogue. For your recreational personal glorification, try model pose exaggerations, elements of Vogue. Needing virtually no concentration, your runway walk interpretation need only bring to you elation. So pick a spot and Vogue!
Well, now you can hear a little bit where Madonna got it from with her song Vogue. Strike a pose. I mean, there it is in Johnny Dinell's piece, Elements of Vogue from 1989. He's here with me in the studio. So is Jenny Livingston, the award-winning filmmaker behind the 1990 movie Paris is Burning, about the clubs and the balls where voguing took place. And Jenny, Johnny's song is called Elements of Vogue, and your film sort of explores that there were many elements of Vogue.
Well, the ball world had the category voguing, which was about that particular dance, but it also had categories like face, like futuristic, where you dressed up like an alien, or like executive realness, where the person who most looked like a male or a female executive, military realness. It was a whole world of imitating the straight world, the mainstream world, the world to which you generally were not admitted.
We're talking about voguing, its past, and its present, because it's still going on. And on the line with us now is Jose Extravaganza. He is the current father of the House of Extravaganza that Johnny has been a part of for so many years. Jose, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hey, hi. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, what's going on, Johnny? Hi.
Hello.
What does it mean to be the father of the House of Extravaganza? Does it mean that Johnny has to call you Daddy?
Yeah, I mean,
yes, he does.
Have to, but he does, and it's
what do you
so
mean I don't have to? Of course I have to.
But he does. Yes, like I said, he does, and it's so funny because I grew up in this house. I was at one time the baby of the house. Mm-hmm. So now to be called the father is like, wow, I'm not worthy. This thing is bigger than me, you know, this whole movement of the houses and with the Vogue and where it started. So, yeah, I'm the father of the House of Extravaganza, and I say that proudly.
Right,
and
now,
Johnny does call me that.
So, Jose, I mean, for a lot of people, where this all started from, where it all came from, is the song by Madonna. And we're finding out all of the backstory, the whole social and kind of community context that the song actually grew out of. You met Madonna. You toured with Madonna. Tell us how that happened.
Yeah. I as a kid, hung out at these clubs where and would go to these balls where voguing would take place. And I met her at this one particular club in New York City called Sound Factory. And it's where voguing played a major part in, like, every Saturday night, you know, is where you would see it, yeah.
And so how did you meet Madonna?
Well, I knew her hairdresser, Debbie, who frequent the club. And she was there one night looking for dancers for her tour, and Debbie introduced us, you know?
I don't even know if Jose knows this, but Madonna asked me who she should take, and I told her, I said, take Jose and Luis, they are the best. And, you know, and I remember that night that this was at Sound Factory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it was so long ago, like it's crazy, but we met her there, and she was looking for dancers. It was amazing to even, like, think. At first I thought it was a lie, you know, but sure enough, she was there, and we were very fortunate to get to participate on tour and stuff.
So you toured with her on her Blonde Ambition tour.
Yeah, 1990.
Right. And now, so many people, you know, got introduced to the idea of voguing through the Madonna song and never knew about where it came from. Was there ever any feeling, you know, specifically for you guys who had been dancing with her, or for the wider community of people who were voguing, that, you know, she had kind of appropriated something and not sort of given props to where it had come from? Any kind of lingering ill feelings?
A lot of people like to say she took it mainstream, but the dance was definitely going on way before, you know, Madonna came in and took it worldwide. You know, it was being done everywhere in the village, on the piers, like Jenny and Johnny were saying. It was where the gay community would go and compete and create. And so long before Madonna, there was voguing going on.
Right.
You know, back.
Was it a good thing? Was her hit song, The Rising Tide That Floated All Boats, was it a good thing for the scene?
Yeah, I think so, somewhat, absolutely. You know, because that's when everyone, like, really, like, you know, and took notice of it.
Right.
I mean, you know, but it was going on, like, before that, the documentary was out, and it just took Madonna to, like, for people to be like, oh, wait a minute, what is this, you know?
Mm-hmm. When Jose mentions the documentary, of course, he means Jenny Livingston's Paris is Burning, and in a moment, we'll continue our conversation with both Jenny Livingston and with Johnny Dinell, who's given so much music to the voguing scene. Jose Extravaganza on the line with us. Jose, thanks so much for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you, guys.
And here is that song from Madonna, 1990 hit Vogue. In a moment, more about the history and the present of voguing in New York City. And later, a brief tutorial on the art of haiku. This is Soundcheck.
Imagine yourself runway modeling in freeze frame. Board. That's what they call.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. More now on voguing and ballroom culture with Jenny Livingston, whose 1990 film, Paris is Burning, is just seeing its first digital release. And Johnny Dinell, longtime New York City DJ at clubs like The Limelight, The Tunnel, Mud Club, Danceteria, and more. And Jenny, in the wake of your film, it seemed like, and in the wake of this Madonna song, which took voguing around the world, the community itself seems to have suffered a lull, a couple of years of silence. Was that AIDS related?
Well, I mean, the AIDS crisis began as I was beginning to make this film. But I don't know if it really suffered a lull. I think it's changed. It's morphed. There's a different generation doing different kinds of moves. But I'm not sure it suffered a lull. I think it's been going on. The music has changed,
mm-hmm.
just as the times have changed. But there's still communities, still balls, still mothers of balls. And people like us, you know, we're of a different generation, kind of look and go, you know, back in the day when they had MFSB, you know. But, yes, that's our problem.
You know, I was just going to say that it's not that there was a lull. The lull was that it wasn't in vogue. I mean, it dropped out of the media, but it never dropped out of the scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, balls continued. It, like Jenny said, it changed. But what happened was it dropped out of the public eye.
Well, now there is definitely a resurgent scene here in New York and in certain other cities
all
as well.
All over the world, yeah.
And what's driving that?
Well, I think it's cyclic. I think it's a kind of this 20-year thing that happens in fashion. And,
right.
And it's like it's been 20-something years or 20 years. And it's becoming in vogue again. You know, all over the world, people are...
Are the moves essentially the same?
No, it's changed. As music has changed and become more electronic, and the moves have changed, which, mm-hmm. you know, is to be expected.
Now, you have a project called SHWAM, 21st Century Vogue. What is SHWAM?
Well, that's the album that I'm working on. It's not out yet. A few of the singles are out. SHWAM is the kind of that dance move that you see when the kids sort of fall back, or sometimes even jump off a table or something in a ball and fall backward and land on their back. And that's called SHWAM.
Mm-hmm. And they land with like a foot.
Right, a foot, yeah.
Up.
Yeah, it's a dip. You know, they spin around and just land on their back.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff to watch.
Well, especially when they jump off a table and do it.
So has the music become more kind of athletic, more percussive to match some of these moves?
Well, I don't know if the moves match the music or the music matches the moves. Mm. I'm not sure which is which, but yes, it has definitely been more percussive. And there's certain beats. There's like voguing beats. There's a song called the Ha Song, which is a classic, H-A, the Ha Song, by Masters at Work. And that's a classic sort of new wave vogue beat. It's the da-da-da-da-da-da-da, boom, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Boom.
That's the new stuff? And,
well, that's kind
that
of...
That sounds pretty old school to me.
Well, it is. I mean, it's not a new song. The song is from probably early 90s. But just the way Love is the Message is the song of old school voguing, I would say that the Ha Song is the grandfather of all the new beats, the new voguing beats.
Well, let's hear some of those new voguing beats. This is from Johnny Dinell's forthcoming project, SHWAM, 21st Century Vogue, and this is called Battle Cat. Some of the music from SHWAM, 21st Century Vogue, forthcoming project from my guest Johnny Dinell with Princess Extravaganza, presumably also from this House of Extravaganza, which continues to exist. Jenny Livingston, who did the film Paris is Burning about the ballroom and voguing scene in 1990, also with me. And Jenny, that the voguing still goes on. The houses, these, as Johnny described them before, halfway between an extended family and a street gang, are still around. Where else besides New York can you hear or see this stuff?
Well, the balls are all over. So, for example, last year and this year at Berlin, there was a film called Leave It on the Floor by a guy named Sheldon Larry. It has a soundtrack by Kim Burse, who is Beyoncé's creative director, and it's set in Los Angeles in the contemporary ball scene. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's it's not a documentary, it's a dramatic film. People still want to represent that world, and they make really, you know, this is a very vibrant representation of that world.
You know, one thing that's changed in the ballroom world right now is that balls are becoming more international. It's not so much balls are just in New York anymore. What's happening now are the kids are coming from all over the country to go to a ball. They'll go to a ball in Philadelphia or Atlanta, and they will travel all over to go to a certain ball. So that's changed.
Now, I guess what I'm wondering, sort of big picture here, Jenny, is with disco, we had a style of music that grew up in gay clubs, lower Manhattan, early 70s, and then suddenly kind of made its way into the wide world and just appeared out of nowhere, as if out of nowhere. And people never really, you know, it took a while before people looked back and finally realized where this music and dance had originally come from. Has a similar thing happened with voguing, or is it still pretty much owned by the, you know, the gay minority communities who started it?
Well, I think both, because, you know, when you have a film like Paris is Burning, I mean, literally I have 20-year-old transgendered people saying, you know, this movie helped me form, you know, my life.
Right.
So I think when you have representations, the music you make, the fact that people vogue in Japan, I mean, Willie used to go all over Germany, Japan, Terry Mugler's fashion shows, you know, it's not like the latest James Cameron sensation,
right,
you know,
right.
But in terms of people who follow dance, follow fashion, follow shifts in identity, you know, that are subcultural, it continues.
We're talking about voguing, which has been around for a lot more than 20 years, continues to be an active scene. Jenny Livingston is the filmmaker behind Paris is Burning, Johnny Dinell, the DJ and producer. And Soundcheck listeners, were you a part of this scene? Do you have memories of voguing? You can leave a comment on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. That's wnyc.org/soundcheck. Or you can call us at 212-433-WNYC. That's 433-9692. Again, comments on the webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. In terms of kind of major figures in the musical world now, Jenny, you mentioned Beyoncé. Do we see, hear echoes of voguing in her music, her dance moves? Lady Gaga. I mean, what's how deep is the how lingering are the echoes of this stuff?
Gaga.
Yeah.
What do you think, Johnny?
Well, you know, I think at this point, voguing is a lot like breakdancing or something. It's in the vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, they use voguing in videos, obviously Beyonce and Lady Gaga in Videophone and you know, some of the other videos. But I don't think people think of voguing as just this gay dance anymore. It's
right.
Just, it's part of the vocabulary.
Well, like disco. Disco
right.
Became part of the
right.
Kind of the lingua franca, the common vocabulary
right.
Of people who liked music and dance. All right, so comments have been coming in on the webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck, and that means a visit to the control room. Joel Myers got some of them. Joel?
John, here's what Felix from Greenpoint wrote. He wrote, okay, I knew the Madonna song, and I've seen a couple of episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race, and they both now make so much more sense. Catherine from Brooklyn calls Paris is Burning one of the best portrayals of urban subculture ever. And she writes, I saw this movie as a teen. What a wake-up call for a kid in suburban Toronto. And Todd posted a link and writes, I document the Chicago ball scene. Please take a look.
How soon after this started in New York, Johnny, Jenny, did it start to, you know, move out to Detroit, Chicago, out west?
Well, you know, I can say one thing. It is all because of Paris is Burning. That's the reason that it went out. I mean, of course, Madonna and Madonna's Vogue. But really, the fact that it's international today, the fact that there's houses in Paris and London and all over the world is because of the movie. That's where they're getting their information, from the movie.
I was interested to note the dropping of the name RuPaul in one of those comments. That sort of this does kind of explain where RuPaul came from, right, Jenny?
Yeah, totally. And, yeah.
What about making Paris is Burning, remaking Paris is Burning as a musical?
Well, I have been approached over the years. It was never my idea. You know, you make a film and you spend 7 years of your life making the film. You're done. You know, you're happy to have made it. But over the years, Madonna approached me in the 90s. Many other figures from Broadway came my way, and either they lost interest or their idea didn't fit with my sort of political ideas, because the film is political. You know, it's really about struggle. It's not just a song and a dance.
Mm-hmm,
there are
mm-hmm.
things that
it's
fuel.
It's about identity.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, there are things that fuel that expression and oppressions and identities. But so lately, I've been talking to Michael Greif, the director who did Grey Gardens and Next to Normal and Rent. and we're launching something. So it's exciting. Right. I mean, who thought that a documentary like Grey Gardens, that any documentary would become a Broadway musical? So that's something that's now possible.
So maybe Paris is Burning will be next.
We'll see.
All right, so you've each got irons in the fire. Jenny Livingston is the filmmaker behind the 1990 movie Paris is Burning, and Johnny Dinelle's next project will be Schwam, 21st Century Vogue. Jenny, Johnny, thank you so much for shining a light on where this subculture has come from, become a big part of our culture in general, and it's been a fascinating discussion. Thank you very much.
Fun.
Thank you. And if you check your link, my new film, Earth Camp 1, is on your page.
It's on the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Still to come, haiku history and more with Bowery Poetry Club founder Bob Holman. Next on Soundcheck.